வைகுஞ்ச பிஹாரி கோபிஜன வல்லபாகிரி வரதாரி ஜய ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச பிஹாரி கோபிஜன வல்லபாகிரி வரதாரி. யசோதானந்தன விரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனசாரி தன விரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனசாரி யசோதானந்தன விரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனசாரி தனவிரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனசாரி ஜய ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச பிஹாரி கோபிஜன வல்லபாகிரி வரதாரி. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம் ஹரே ராம் 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம் ஹரே ராம் 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 ஹரே ஹரே, கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம் ஹரே ராம் 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம் ஹரே ராம் 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஜய ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச விஹாரி கோபிஜன வல்லபாகிரி வரதாரி, விஷ்ணு பாத பரமஹம்ச பரிவிராஜகாச்சாரிய அஷ்டோத்தர சத ஸ்ரீமத் ஹிஸ் டிவைன் கிரேஸ் அபயச்சரணாரவிந்த பக்தி வேதாந்த சுவாமி ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதுகி நம ஓம். விஷ்ணு பாத பரமஹம்ச பரிவிராஜகாச்சாரிய அஷ்டோத்தர சத ஸ்ரீமதி ஹிஸ் டிவைன் கிரேஸ் பக்தி சித்தாந்த சரஸ்வதி டாகூர் பிரபுபாதுகி ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ராதா பிருந்தாவன் பிஹாரி கி ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ராதா மதன் மோகன் லலிதா சகி கி ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவத் மகாபுராணிக்கு ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு த அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ், ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு த அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ், ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு த அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ், ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ், ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ், ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு ஸ்ரீ குரு அண்ட் ஸ்ரீ கௌரங்கா. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. டுடே வி ஆர் ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேண்டோ 6 சாப்டர் நம்பர் 2 டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 28-32. வ்ருத்தாவனாதௌ பிதரௌ நன்யபந்து தபஸ்வினௌ அஹோ மயாதுனா த்யக்த்வாத் அக்ருத்யஜேன நீசவத் வ்ருத்தௌ அநாதௌ பிதரௌ नान्यबन्धो तपस्विनौ अहो मयाधुना त्यक्त्वा अकृतज्ञेन नीचवत् वृद्धौ अनाथौ पितरौ नान्यबन्धो तपस्विनौ अहो मयाधुना त्यक्त्वा अकृतज्ञेन नीचवत् वृद्धो अनाथौ पितरौ नान्यबन्धो तपस्विनौ वृद्धो अनाथौ पितरौ नान्यबन्धो तपस्विनौ अहो मयाधुना त्यक्त्वा अकृतज्ञेन नीचवत् माताजि वृद्धौ अनाथौ पितरौ नान्यबन्धो तपस्विनौ अहो मयाधुना त्यक्त्वा अकृतज्ञेन नीचवत् वृद्धौ अनाथौ पितरौ नान्यबन्धो तपस्विनौ अहो मयाधुना त्यक्त्वा अकृतज्ञेन नीचवत् वट् वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग्स् वृद्धौ ओल्ड् अनाथो हू हेड् नो अदर् पर्सन् टु लुक् आफ्टर् देयर् कम्फर्ट्स् पितरौ मै फादर् एण्ड् मदर् न अन्यबन्धु हू हेड् नो अदर् फ्रेण्ड् तपस्विनौ हू अण्डर्वेण्ट् ग्रेट् डिफिकल्टीस् अहो अलास् मया बै मी अधुना एट् दट् मोमेण्ट् त्यक्त्वा वर् गिवन् अप् अकृतज्ञेन अन्ग्रेट्फुलि नीचवत् लैक् दि मोस्ट् अबोनबल् लो क्लास् पर्सन् Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhayacharanaravindha Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, My father and mother were old and had no other son or friend to look after them. Because I did not take care of them, they lived with great difficulty. Alas, like an abominable low-class man, I ungratefully left them in that condition. But according to Vedic civilization, everyone has the responsibility for taking care of Brahmanas, old men, women, children, and cows. This is the duty of everyone, especially an upper class person. Because of his association with a prostitute, Ajamila abandoned all his duties. Regretting this, Ajamila now considered himself quite fallen. ॐ अज्ञानथिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुं निलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरो वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनामिने गौरत्वे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे बृंदावनीश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं हरे कृष्ण वी वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर द मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास सो फ्रॉम यस्टरडे आई एम नॉट कीपिंग इन अ गुड हेल्थ बिकॉज ऑफ थ्रोट इन्फेक्शन एंड फीवर सो समहाउ यू हैव टू टॉलरेट माई वॉइस सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 6 chapter number 2 text number 28 to 32 here Ajamila is repenting what all things he have done and remembering them and trying to express them and trying to like yesterday we were hearing how repenting is like a prayaschitta which he is performing so in this verse Srila Prabhupada says According to Vedic civilization, everyone has the responsibility for taking care of five things, Prabhupada says, Brahmanas, old men, women, children and cows. Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are to be respected very much in the society. But in the present society, if you see that many times Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas are criticized in South India, there is one very famous personality who said, if you see a Brahmana and a snake, first kill the Brahmana and then kill the snake because Brahmana is more dangerous than the snake. And he has thousands and lakhs of followers now following his whatever literature he has written and they take it very seriously in their heart. But people do not know how big offense it is to disrespect simple devotees of the Lord who are trying to serve Lord and the society in a way which they can contribute to. So many a times there is a big misunderstanding in present world that what is the service of Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Many people think that they are just a parasite in the society. They just don't do anything. They just take from the society. But just their presence Maharaj was telling recently, I was hearing the class in that Guru Maharaj was telling that just by practicing your sadhana sincerely in the association of devotees can do the greatest welfare to the world. So the devotees and the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas are doing such great welfare activity to the society. But people do not recognize these days actually. So there are many things in this present world if you see anybody who you know who wears a jeneyu is considered to be a very proud and very arrogant person if somebody shows his jeneyu they say "Arey, he has this jeneyu so he is a proud person he does not want us to touch nobody tells like that but people are feeling It is just a misconception which is going on. So, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas have to be protected. Responsibility of everyone, Srila Prabhupada is saying here. Then old men and women. Nowadays, if you see the condition of the old age homes, so many old age homes are increasing. I would tell the devotees, the Anadhashram, orphanage existing is okay, we can understand. Parents are not there, children are in orphanage. But what about parents going to old age home? That is so, such a bad thing actually in this world. There are few old age homes who take 5 lakh to 10 lakh rupees per month. More than 1 crore per year. And children, they keep their mother and father in those old age homes. In that high luxurious facility also, they keep crying. I spoke to one such person, Mataji and Prabhuji, outsiders. They were saying, we have a 5-bedroom villa in our old age home in which we stay. There are 4 servants to take care of us and a 24/7 doctor. Whatever you say, immediately he will come and address our problems. But do you think we are happy here? They were asking. I said, Mataji and Prabhuji, you should tell. I said, we are feeling like hell. Then where will you be happy? Wherever my children are, that place I'll be happy, she was telling. It's such a pathetic condition. Once I was telling a story about an old man. His friend would come and preach to him always that, Aray, you have become old now, please take to your spiritual responsibilities. Develop some vairagya, do not get into family matters more. But this fellow was not hearing. Many times he tried, but this person was not understanding. So one day this friend comes to this person's house and he says, can you do me a small favor? Definitely I'll do. What do you want me to do? You just lie down for 10 minutes as if you are dead. He says, just lie down for 10 minutes as if you are dead. He says, okay, I will do this for you. And this old person was lying down as if he was dead. And this person goes out and tells his children, Aray, your father has died. Immediately they come running. They say, Aray, my father has died, my father has died. But without telling where are the papers of the all the property which we have. Aray, such an unfortunate thing. We were planning to take sign, but this fellow died. How will it happen now? Like that they were thinking. And then he said, Aray, think about the property later, but first do his final rites. And he was, because of becoming lazy and staying in that room for so many days, this fellow had developed big body. So when they were trying to take this body out, it was not fitting in the door to come out. And his friend said, Aray, your father's body is not coming, break this wall. And then we will take this body out. He said, Aray, this fellow did not give property also, I have to break this wall again, extra karcha. Instead of that, cut his hands and legs, we will take him. Like that he was saying. As soon as his son said like that, this fellow got up. And then he walked off with his friend. He said, see, now I got complete realization that I should not be staying in this place. So when I was telling this story, the devotees were telling, Prabhuji, before our children send us out, you make one ashram, we will come voluntarily. We will take to Vanaprastha ashram, that is best. So, this is the condition of today's society, if you see. When there is an incident in Mahabharata, the symptoms of Kali Yuga, in that one of the symptoms is a big pot of water which can divide 5 small pots of water equally, but the 5 small pots of water cannot fill the big pot. So Bhima asked this question to Yudhishthira Maharaj, and then Yudhishthira Maharaj tells that this is a sign of Kali Yuga where parents take care of their children equally. They give equal love, they give equal facility. But 5 children cannot take care of parents when they grow up. They cannot fill the pot. So that is one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga, it is said. So old men and women, children and cows. Children also have to be protected very much in this society. We see the cases of increase of abuse towards children in this present world. So everybody needs to be educated about it and also be very careful about it also. And then cows. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Yesterday, After Guru Maharaj finished his initiations, every day he goes to the yajna. When he was going to the yajna, one cow in the goshala broke his leg and it was lying on the corner of the goshala's area. And Maharaj said, immediately make a shade. It is very hot outside and this cow can just not keep lying here like that. So arrange for a shade immediately. Then I spoke to Sridhanimai Prabhu and Srinandanandan Prabhu and they immediately arranged a shade for the cow. And while coming back again, Maharaj said that immediately there should be shade on this cow. So protection of cows is most important, very important. Protection of cows also involves serving cows. And when we would go in childhood to Goshala, there was a very big Goshala just next to my house. So every day we would go and we would feed. We would see that everybody is interested in doing Go Puja. Have you seen? Especially in South India, you will see. They will put cow with tilak and they will do aarti, they will do pradakshana and cow is just not able to tolerate this. From morning till night, they will pay 500 and do Go Puja. So we were thinking, is this serving cow or is this torturing cow? Nobody is interested in massaging. Very few people massage. Everybody wants to feed. They want to feed and they want to do pradakshana and they want to take the cow tail on their head and they want to go beneath the cow. You saw? Because they'll get lot of punya. This is what everybody wants to do. But real spirit of serving cows and protecting cows should, the devotees who are doing should educate the world. Recently, one thing which ISKCON is also doing is every cow in ISKCON's Goshala is going to get a registration. Do you know that? They are going to scan their face and they are going to keep a track of what is the condition of the cow from the time it entered Goshala to the time it leaves the body. How people are taking care of it, where is it, what is happening to it, how much food they are giving, is it health condition, everything they are going to keep track. That is one of the recent resolutions in the cow ministry department which had come. So cows have to be very well protected, very nicely protected and cared for and served very lovingly. So Srila Prabhupada is saying here, this is the duty of everyone because of his association with prostitute. Ajamila abandoned all his duties. Srila Prabhupada sometimes interchange the prostitute word with girlfriend also. Girlfriend/prostitute. Would not understand why Prabhupada is saying prostitute/girlfriend. Recently I was hearing, now if somebody wants to get married, you know the spiritual life formula, we say ABCD formula. Like that, girl also has a formula for getting married. You know what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 formula. One means he should be only son of their parents. If sisters are there, not interested. Two means, after marriage, only two of them should stay. Mother and father should not stay. One, two, and three. Three means at least 3-bedroom flat they should have. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 means 4-wheeler is compulsory. And 5 means 5-digit salary. If these 5 things are there, only the girl will say yes. So then after hearing, I understood why Prabhupada said with the association of prostitute/girlfriend. Because now they are discouraging the man to serve their mother and father. Very astonishing situation actually. Like our Navayogendra Maharaj was telling in one class that now everybody wants a nuclear family. And the condition of wife and husband in the nuclear family is like nuclear bomb. When it will explode, nobody knows. Like I was telling. So that kind of situation has come. When people have nothing to do, no love. You know, in Hyderabad, there are thousands of flats in one community where there is only bedroom, bathroom, hall. And there is no kitchen. Wife and husband, they come down, eat in the canteen, go to the office, eat in office canteen. While coming back, they pick their food from the canteen and go up and stay in the house. No service at all. You do your work, I'll do my work. There is no kitchen only. If they want to heat something, they'll do some induction, some coffee, chai and everything. That's all. No kitchen. So like that, without love, there is no relationship building. Love means service, love means sacrifice, Maharaj says. So there is no sacrifice also and there is no love also these days. So because of it, all these are coming. This responsibility of taking care of brahmanas, old women and children and cows, everything is going down in this society. So here Srila Prabhupada says, regretting this, Ajamila now considered himself quite fallen. Once Mahatma Prabhu was telling in his class that we walk around saying that we are fallen, without knowing what does it mean to be fallen. And why are we saying that we are fallen? One devotee was invited to give class in one temple. So that devotee was telling, I am not at all qualified to sit here on the Vyasasana and give class. I am a very fallen person. And then he gave his class. And one new person was also the newcomer who first time came to the class. And then after class he asked any comments or questions. That person raised his hand. And then he asked, please tell your question. So this person said, Are, in the starting of the class you said you are not qualified to sit on the Vyasasana. You are fallen. Then why did you give class? So the speaker said, actually, we have to tell like that before Bhagavatam class. That's why I told. So every speaker has to tell that I am fallen, I am not qualified. So I am sitting, please give me your blessings. So that's what I told, but I am very exalted person. See how nice class I gave like that. So many times we do not know actually what we are saying. But it is, if we say and live with the true spirits, then we can attract Krishna's mercy. In childhood, when we would go for the deity worship in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, there is a shloka which we say, in that all the bad qualities are listed. Asuya, Duratma, Papi, Durachari, like that full list of all bad qualities. They say, and then my only hope is that you have your mercy on me, by which I am entering your altar to do your service. Nacha dharma nishtosmi na chatma vedi na bhakti vanta charanaravinde. Say that I have no bhakti, I have no jnana, I am not a great devotee, but I have trying to take shelter of your lotus feet. That is the only qualification by which I am trying to serve you. Like that it is said. So we should understand what it really means to be humble. I am remembering a story from Srirangam when Parasar Bhattar, it's called Naityanu Sandhanam, that telling your fallen nature or your mistakes, confessing before Lord and seeking his mercy. So Parasar Bhattar was telling this shloka in front of Ranganath. Asuya Kshudra Chalamati Kritagnyo Durachari Papishti. And then two people were there who were a little bit envious of Parasar Bhattar. And this side, there were few disciples of Parasar Bhattar. Both of them were seeing. The disciples were feeling, Are, see, our Guru Maharaj is so humble. He's telling before Lord like this. And these envious fellows were telling, Yeah, very nice. This is how it is. This fellow is Durachari. This fellow is Papishti. This fellow is Ahankari. This fellow has Asuya. And you know what was the reaction of Parasar Bhattar? He was telling Lord, see, I was confessing before you and I have two other sakshis also. So please accept this as a big pramana and give me your mercy. I am the most needed person who needs your mercy. Like that he was telling. Because he is truly humble and he understands what humility means. So, here in this verse, Sri Prabhupada was telling about the responsibilities to take care of brahmanas, old men, children and cows. And in the next verse, text number 29, the translation says, It is now clear that as a consequence of such activities, a sinful person like me must be thrown into hellish conditions meant for those who have broken religious principles and must there suffer extreme miseries. Text 30, translation. Was this a dream I saw or was it reality? I saw fearsome men with ropes in their hands coming to arrest me and drag me away. Where have they gone? This is what Ajamilai is telling in text 29 and text 30, the translation says. Recently we were in Mayapur for the Kirtan Mela. Gauranga Prabhu was giving an introduction to Kirtan Mela, and in that he was telling that I asked one devotee, who is your favorite character in Bhagavatam? And that devotee said, it seems to Gauranga Prabhu that Ajamil. So Gauranga Prabhu asked, why did you like Ajamil? So he said, are maje bhi kiya aur Bhagavad Dham bhi gaya. Like that person said. And when Gauranga Prabhu said like that, everybody started clapping. And then Gauranga Prabhu said, are this is not right message. What I am trying to convey is different thing. That this devotee did not understand the essence of what Ajamila's pastime is all about. And then everybody stopped clapping. And then Prabhuji explained that we should not be like Ajamil. So here Ajamil is telling that we have to be punished for our consequences. Sinful person must be thrown into hellish conditions. And then in the next verse he says, and where have those four liberated and very beautiful persons gone who have released me from arrest and saved me from being dragged down to the hellish regions? Srila Prabhupada's purport. As we have learned from the descriptions in the fifth canto, the hellish planets are situated in the lower portions of this universe. Therefore, they are called Adobhuva. Ajamil could understand that the Yamadutas had come from that region. Here Srila Prabhupada is telling that from the descriptions of fifth canto, we understand that the hellish planetary systems are in the lower portions. Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Tala, Tala, Mahatala, Rasatala, Patala, Bhuvar Loka, Suvar Loka, Mahaloka, Janoloka, Tapoloka, Satyaloka, upper planetary systems and lower planetary systems. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says that the upper planetary systems are for those who are in the mode of goodness. And this world is for those who are in the mode of passion. And the lower planetary systems are for those who are in the mode of ignorance. So that's why he uses this word adho. Adho gacchanti tamasa. That is what it is said. And then in the text 32. Certainly, I am certainly most abominable and unfortunate to have merged in the ocean of sinful activities. But nevertheless, because of my previous spiritual activities, I could see those four exalted persons who came to rescue me. Now I feel exceedingly happy because of their visit. Srila Prabhupada in the purport. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22.54, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Kai, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhihai. Association with the devotees is recommended by all Shastras, because by even a moment of such association, one can receive the seed of all perfection. Loke sajjana sangatireka bhavati bhavarnava tarane nauka, it is said. Only the association of good devotees, sincere, serious devotees, can take us from this world. So we should never leave the association of such devotees. Actually, in fact, only such association is protecting us. Some people, they were traveling in a boat, and then they hear a voice that soon this boat is going to crash. There is going to be a big thunderbolt from the sky, and because of one person, and the voice stops. And then all were thinking, "Are, who is this person because of which we are cursed like this by the Akashavani?" So they say that just go, one person should go and stand for some time beside, and then they have to come. If that person is away, who is the real culprit, then the thunder bolt will strike him. So they were saying, who will go, everybody was saying, but one person who was just in the corner. He was just doing his japam, he was just chanting. And they said, this fellow looks very crazy. He does not look like the person, like a common man. Maybe he is like a avaduta. Maybe because of this person we are cursed. And they just send this person out of the ship to another ship, and immediately the thunderbolt strikes the ship and everybody dies. It's just because of presence of wonderful devotees in our life who are inspiring us, who are nourishing us. That is what is actually taking us ahead. The prayers of Vaishnavas, that is what is giving us the greatest blessings of the Lord. Two friends were once traveling in a forest, and the two friends decided that we will go different ways. Like we see in Maharaj's story, that two friends said we will go in different ways. One person was walking and he said, I am feeling very, very hungry. If I would have nice Madan Mohan Thali at this time, it would be so nice. And immediately Madan Mohan Thali appeared. And then he ate nicely and he was thinking, what is the power of my prayers? Wow, wonderful. And then he was thinking that, Arey, I have eaten so nicely, I should take some rest. Immediately a hut appeared. And then he took nice rest there. And immediately he got up. And then he was thinking, Arey, it is so hot. If we have some mango milkshake, so wonderful. Immediately mango milkshake appeared. And this person was thinking, such a exalted devotee I am. Whatever I am wishing for, and Lord is immediately fulfilling it. And the Lord himself appears and he says, Arey Baba, I am not fulfilling because you have asked. I am fulfilling your desire because your friend, wherever he is going, he is praying that, please, Lord, arrange everything, whatever my friend asks. That's why I am doing, because of your friend's prayers. Actually, that is the situation in our life. Some Vaishnava is praying for us. There is some devotee's association. Some devotee is considering that you are mine. That is why the spiritual life is going on. And there is no other strength in our practice of Krishna consciousness. The blessings and the prayers of the devotees. The most powerful thing. And then here, in the beginning of his life, Ajamila was certainly very pure and he associated with devotees and brahmanas. Because of that pious activity, even though he was fallen, he was inspired to name his son Narayana. Certainly, this was due to good counsel given from within by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanamahopanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart, is so kind that if one has ever rendered service to him, Lord never forgets him. Thus, the Lord from within gave Lord from within gave Ajamila so kind, if one renders service to him, the Lord never forgets him. Thus the Lord from within gave Ajamila the opportunity to name his youngest son Narayana, so that in affection he would constantly call Narayana, Narayana, and thus be saved from the most fearful and dangerous condition at the time of his death. Such is the mercy of Krishna. Here Srila Prabhupada is saying that because Ajamila has rendered some service associated with sadhus and brahmanas in his early ages, Lord gave him this intelligence. So, Lord never forgets the devotees who have done their seva, especially in their youth. We hear about three charma shlokas in the shastras. One is the Krishna charma shloka, which is in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Parityajya. And then the Rama charma shloka, which is in Ramayana, Sakradeva Prapannoyam Tavasme Ityachate, Abhayam Sarvabhutebhyo Dadami Etat Pratamama. And the third charma shloka is the Varaha charma shloka. Varahadev tells to Bhudevi, स्थिते मनसि सुस्वस्ते शरीरे सातियोन्नरः धातु सम्ये स्मितस्मार्ता विश्वरूपां च मामजं तटस्थं प्रियमानन्तु काष्ठपाशानसन्निभम् अहं स्मरामि मद् भक्ता नायामि परमाङ्गता. वराहदेव टेल्स् भूदेवी दट् इफ् सम्बडि रेण्डर्स् डिवोशनल् सर्विस् शरीरे मनसि सुस्वस्थे, वेन् युर् बाडि अण्ड् मैण्ड् बोथ् आफ् देम् आर् वर्किङ्ग् इन् फस्ट् क्लास् कण्डीशन्, that is the youthful age which devotees of whatever ages we are all in. But once you see, you start becoming old, then the physical and mental capacity, both of them come down. If you have to do Vrindavan Parikrama, Govardhan Parikrama, you will have to do it in the auto Parikrama. If we have to memorize verses, some devotees say that it's very tough, we cannot remember. If we want to render some service, there is knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain, head pain. So better we perform devotional service in our youth. And if at all we go off track, and maybe we may not remember Lord, but Lord is saying, Aham smarami mad bhakta. I will remember my devotee who had surrendered their youth to me. I will remember and take them back to Godhead. That is a promise which Varahadev is making to Bhudevi. So it is a great hope for all the youth of this generation that somebody is giving such a great blessing, Ashwasan. And then, Yashi Prabhupada is saying, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, one receives the seed of bhakti. The association saves the devotee from the greatest fear. In our Krishna consciousness movement. Okay. Here, Srila Prabhupada is saying, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Guru is compared to silver. And Krishna is compared to gold. Which is most precious, gold or silver? Yes, Prabhu? Gold is most precious. Na? We need gold, right? If we have a choice of silver and gold, where will we go? A place where gold is being distributed. Okay. A person is distributing gold and a person is distributing silver. Who is more great? A person who is distributing silver is great, or a person who is distributing gold is great? So Lord is gold. And a person who is distributing that gold to all of us is Guru. So Guru is great, definitely. So, by the mercy of Guru, we get Krishna. And by the mercy of Krishna, we get Guru. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So Yapashir Prabhupada is mentioning this. And then he writes in the purport, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore change a devotee's name to a form that reminds him of Vishnu. If at the time of death a devotee can remember his own name, such as Krishna Das or Govinda Das, he can be saved from the greatest danger. Therefore, the change of names at the time of initiation is essential. The Krishna conscious movement is so miraculous that it gives one a good opportunity to remember Krishna somehow or other. Very wonderfully, Srila Prabhupada is telling here that at the time of initiations, the name is changed. So when we were getting initiated in 2019, all devotees were, I was in Pune at that time, and all devotees were thinking, what name I'll get, what name I'll get. How many of you have thought what name I would be getting before initiation? How many of you got what name you have thought that you will be getting? Oh, wonderful. We have one devotee there. So one person, he was very much, for 1-2 hours, he was walking, thinking very seriously. One senior devotee went and asked him, Are, what are you thinking so seriously? What is happening? He said, Prabhuji, tomorrow is my initiation. I'm thinking what name Guru Maharaj will give. So that senior devotee said, "What is your name?" He said, "Prabhuji, my name is Gautam." "Oh, then you will get Gomutra Das," like that he said. And immediately this devotee said, "I should stop thinking about it and go and do some service at least to forget this name even." So what is important is the remembrance and our connection. Like Srila Prabhupada is saying, if somebody can remember his name as Krishna Das, Das is most important. I am the Das of Krishna. Now we get many, many calls these days saying that, "Prabhuji, our daughter is born, our son is born. Please give a name which nobody has given till now." How will we give a name which nobody has given till now? And now you see such strange combinations come out. People's name is very difficult. And they say, whatever name it is, this is Lakshmi's name, they say. This is Ram's name. And there is nothing like that mentioned in the scriptures. One person was jokingly saying, he said, "Now you go and call children's name, and this children from this house and the beside dog, both of them come running." Because both of them, like, you know, Johnny, Poopy, Papa, like that, they keep calling dogs also and children also the same names also. So it's so strange actually these days. People want to be creative. People want to be innovative with everything so that they can wonderfully forget God and existence of God. But if you see in our Vaishnava Sampradaya, wonderful names which our Guru gives us, Hari Madhava Dasa, Radha Madana Gopala Dasa, Hari Gopala Dasa. So when we remember, when we call out with that names, then we remember Krishna. Then Krishna's beautiful names are always on our tongue. That is such a great blessing. That's why in olden days, they would have lord's names. One of my grandmothers, she has 8 children. So Narayana, Madhava, Mukunda, Govinda. So like that, all Vishnu's names they have. So everywhere, wherever they call, is all Vishnu's name only. Everywhere, somebody is calling somebody. 8 children means somebody is calling. Na? So it is always like that. And everywhere in olden days, if you see, everywhere in the house there were pictures. All pictures, so many forms. Wherever you see, you will see Lord only. And the names were like that. And the environment was like that. And the consciousness was like that. But nowadays, everything is going down. There are no photos of the Lord. Everybody has this fashionable names. At least we should try to put our screensavers as Krishna's photos. And because this is the maximum watched screen time we have. So somehow or the other, like I have seen devotees have their favorite deities as the WhatsApp background also. Like that, there are different ways of remembering. But the essence is that we should always keep remembering the name of the Lord. That is most important. Somehow or the other, Srila Prabhupada is saying here, the Krishna conscious movement is so miraculous that it gives one a good opportunity to remember Krishna somehow or other. This is most important for all of us. To have that consciousness that we are servants of Krishna and remembering Him throughout the day. Can anyone say what are the different ways by which we can do somehow or the other remember Krishna? Anybody would like to say what are the different means and ways by which we can remember Krishna throughout the day, somehow or the other? Like I gave an example of putting a screensaver of Krishna's photo. Yes, Prabhu. Keep hearing the lectures. And devotee was saying that a devotee must be haunted by the sound vibration or should be hunting for the service. These two things a devotee should be having. Hunting for the service, where I can do this seva, where I can do this seva. If there is no service, haunted by sound vibration, constantly hearing about Lord. If we do not hear nor serve, then there is definitely place for Maya to enter. So Guru Maharaj was telling me in one lecture, if Maya even sees a small crack, it will enter and it will destroy everything. So we should never give a chance to Maya. Either we should be haunted by sound vibration or hunting for service. Yes, Rajan's Prabhu wonderfully said. Any other devotee? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, so please accept my humble obeisance at your lotus feet. Of course, I am just a small dust in the lotus feet of all of your devotees, but just a little bit my realization is that if a morning chanting is our, like Prabhupada said, that we have to, from the tongue we have to, you know, tell and then hear through the ears and cry from the heart. If there are three things if you are doing in the morning, then full day automatically this from our heart and from our body, Hare Krishna mantra will come. And you, even while doing the service, that Hare Krishna mantra will come.
Right,
but
wonderful.
The service we are doing. But this is the most important thing. The day, I remember that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the Vaishnava Seva is most important, yes. But again, the thing, I thought, okay, I think more powerful the chant, more powerful than chanting, maybe Vaishnava Seva. So then some 300, 400 devotees, prasadam we had to cook. So then I took the service. So early in the morning, we got up, almost 12 o'clock, my lecture was finished, my program. Then I thought, okay, Vaishnava Seva is more powerful. So then 2:30 something, again, I got up and then I went and we start wake up everybody and I took them in my car and other people also that, okay, we start cutting vegetable. We had to cook for 400 Vaishnavas prasadam. And then we cooked nicely prasadam. All the Vaishnavas were happy. But I think the dead day was not good at all because chanting was not done in the morning. I did chanting in the afternoon. So my realization is that chanting is the most important. If we chanting do and after that if we do the service, I think then that is really a miss. While doing even service, chanting will come from our, all the hairs standing on. Miss, you will enjoy this, miss, enjoy, I can say, miss,
actually,
you feel blissful while doing the service.
Yeah. Yes, Prabhuji's personal realization is, if you do morning sadhana, then whole day will be surcharged. Like one interview, I was asking one person who was interviewing me, what do you do? As soon as you get up, what is the first thing you do? He said, I charge my mobile phone. If I charge my mobile phone, then entire day I am peaceful. That wherever I go, I'll be happy because my phone will not get discharged. So then I said, in the same way, if you get up in the morning and spiritually get yourself charged, then entire day you can do whatever you want. So Vaishnava Seva and Nama Seva are reciprocal to each other. The more nicely you do Naam, the more enthusiasm and seriousness and love you get for serving Vaishnavas. And with how much ever love you serve Vaishnavas, that much ruchi you develop towards Naam. So both of them are reciprocal to each other. We should take both of them as great priorities in life. Anybody else would like to say something? Somehow or the other remember Krishna? Okay, try to hear Kirtan. When we were in Pune Ashram, we would see that devotees always had the speaker. And while going to the washroom also, they would tie the speaker with the plastic cover. And then while bathing also, constantly something or the other would go on. And it would be when we would go in the morning, 4 o'clock to take bath, we would not understand. Because so many lectures are playing everywhere. So who is speaking, what they are speaking, nobody would understand. Only the person inside would understand actually. So somehow or the other, we should engage 24/7. So one very great Vaishnava from a place called Dharmapuri in Andhra, he says that Bratiki Unnani Nalu, it is a Telugu shloka, in that he says, Bratiki Unnani Nalu, Ni Nama Smarana Maravanu Kani. How many of you understand Telugu here? Only Mataji understand. Hari Gopal Prabhu also. Marana Kalamunandu Marutunemo. He says that till the time I am alive, I will not forget chanting your holy names. But at the time of death, I don't know what is going to happen to me. I may forget. So, Natiki Ipude Ni Nama Smarana Cheyuchu Chavu Nidavaya Bhushana Vikasa Sri Dharma Puranivasa Dushta Samhara Narasimha Durita Dura. He says that I am going to chant the quota of my rounds now only. So, please carefully hear and take note. And if I'm not able to do at that time, please remember that this fellow has done extra. So please give me some mercy, like that he says. You think it's a good idea? It's a good idea and you should keep doing it to how much ever extent we get. Because we don't know what is going to happen at the time of death. Kapa, vata, pitta, paityamul, kapa, udbhavamandu, kashtapaduchu. He says that when all this kapha, vata, pitta rises and you cannot speak even a word, it is said at the time of death. When the Yama Dutas are there and they're bringing the body out and everything, it's a very dangerous situation there. So we don't know. Whatever sadhana we have done sincerely, seriously, and Krishna's mercy should be there ultimately, actually. We cannot demand Krishna that I have to remember, but we can just pray that Krishna, you can give me your mercy. So these are some thoughts I have gathered while reading this purports. So Hare Krishna, please I seek the prayers and blessings of all the devotees that we can do some nice service to Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. So today we will be going to Chowpatty, and from there I'll be proceeding to Hyderabad for my further services. So I'll come when again Maharaj comes here. So there'll be a separation for GV for next 6 months. Maybe in Janmashtami time I'll come back. So it was such a wonderful stay here. 5 years of my Brahmachari Ashram I have been in GEV. From the time I've joined to Mumbai to GEV, and then by Guru Maharaj's order, I had to stay here and serve. So because of preaching services and devotees and Guru Maharaj's blessings and their desires, so I seek blessings of all the devotees that I can do some good, humble service which is pleasing to Guru and Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki. Hare Krishna.